USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Justice Department releasing a report on the FBI and the Department of Justice's Hillary Clinton investigation. Both Republicans and Democrats taking some issue with the findings. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying
the president was briefed on the IG report earlier today, and it reaffirmed the president's suspicions about Comey's conduct and the political bias among some of the members of the FBI.
While FBI Director Christopher Wray saying they didn't find any evidence of political bias, but said he was disappointed with some of the findings. Officials in Germany believe they thwarted a biological weapon attack. Police arresting a Tunisian man that they believe was working to make ricin. He hasn't been linked to any specific group, and they're not sure who he's targeting. The Justice Department allowing the $85 billion buyout of Time Warner by AT&T. A federal judge saying Tuesday that the deal wasn't legal. The government trying to stop it from happening over price concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Department of Health and Human Services reportedly planning to build a tent city in Texas for immigrant children. They'll build near El Paso, Texas. Many kids separated from their parents for the time being provided a safe place to stay. People living in New Jersey can now legally bet on sports after the governor signs legislation to allow them to do so. Governor Phil Murphy placing the first wager in the state.
I'm betting $20 on Germany to win the World Cup and $20 on the New Jersey Devils to win Lord Stanley's Cup. Let's go.
A catastrophic tornado causing immense damage in northeastern Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service says the EF2 tornado with sustained winds between 111 and 135 miles an hour ripping through Wilkes-Barre Township about 10 o'clock Tuesday night, with folks saying the area now looks like a war zone after the devastating storm. The Kilauea volcano producing 30 billion gallons of lava in the last 6 weeks, and officials say more than 700 homes have been destroyed since eruptions began. The tourism industry taking a major hit, about $450,000 a day. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A drone strike by the U.S. military has targeted a leader of the Pakistani Taliban in an Afghan province. We get details from USA Radio's John
Although
Clements.
The Pentagon will not tell us if the drone strike was successful or not, we did receive this confirmation from Lieutenant Colonel Coney Faulkner, who had the information from Army Lieutenant Colonel Martin O'Donnell of U.S. Forces Afghanistan.
U.S. forces conducted a counterterrorism strike in Kunar province, close to the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which targeted a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
It's been 1 year since a gunman opened fire at Republican Congress members practicing for an annual charity baseball game. A look back from USA Radio's Chris
Four
Barnes.
Four people were shot at that baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. The most seriously wounded was Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who says 1 year later,
I had a lot of prayers, a lot of support, a lot of surgeries, but just to know where I was a year ago and where I am now, it shows you just get back in the game and keep battling.
Gunman James Hodgkinson was shot and killed by Capitol Police officers who were on the scene to protect Scalise because he's part of the congressional leadership. Members of the team say had those officers not been there, many people could have been killed.
And San Francisco electing its first African-American woman mayor, London Breed, emerging victorious Wednesday in a narrow defeat over her rival. Breed was the city's supervisor. This is USA Radio News.